Hello, this is Mark.
Yeah, hi, was I going to speak to Mark?
This is Mark, yes. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay, hi, Mark. My name is Duncan, and I work in building maintenance, and I think you're actually my direct supervisor, but I guess you're on paternity leave or something like that.
So. Oh, hey, yeah. Doug said he hired you.
So,
welcome aboard. Nice meeting you.
Well, thank you very much. How is your bundle of joy doing?
Just wonderful. Just great. Couldn't be better.
So I know you're getting back to work next week. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, Doug wanted me to call you because he said I needed to tell you something that I've done. And this is his words. He said, before you walk into a storm.
Oh, okay.
He said that. I don't like to curse, so that's what he said.
Okay, Duncan, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about how there are some companies in the building that aren't very happy with us. And I mean, like, specifically me, but since I work in building maintenance and you're, like, the big supervisor, I guess they're not happy with you as well, so...
What do you mean, me? I'm not even there right now.
So I'll just tell you, one of my jobs, is to make the building safer for other people.
No, your job is to collect trash and let somebody know if anything weird is going on.
Well, yeah, but I also wanted to be proactive, so I thought I'd make it a little safer in the workplace, too. And so I've been telling some people that they can't ride the elevators.
What?
Yeah, I've been starting my work days like that for the past week, standing in front of the elevator and telling the heavier people that they have to take the stairs and can't ride on the elevator.
Are you out of your mind? What are you doing?
Well, if you think about it, it makes sense because the more weight on an elevator, it adds more wear and tear. And we need these babies to last like a really long time, so I thought you might like it if I stopped some of the bigger people from riding on the elevators.
Tell me this is a joke, because...
Oh, no, I don't think elevator safety is anything to joke about, so no, it's not a joke.
You're actually doing this, Duncan.
Yes, I am, and you're welcome.
No, put Doug on the phone right now.
Doug's actually busy right now, and that's why he wanted me to call you instead, so he can't really talk right now, but...
I don't think so, buddy. I think you're way out of line. I don't even know what the hell would possess you to do something like that.
That's interesting, because that sounds like one of the things somebody said to me this morning when I was telling this guy that he was a little too wide, and he got mad at me, too.
What are you talking about?
Well, I thought maybe, you know, because they were bigger folks, they might just be upset because they are a little hangry or something with me.
No, but... all you're doing is pissing people off, Duncan.
Well, that's true. I've noticed that. And that was my question. Like, I don't know why they're getting so mad at me when I'm just trying to save lives.
No, you're not saving lives. No one has died on an elevator in our building. I've been here 30 years and nothing has ever happened
that's correct.
With the elevator.
That's correct, and I plan to keep it that way. And so that's why I think we should maybe have scales down there even, just so we can weigh in anybody who's over like a certain amount of weight.
No, we're not going to have scales by the elevator to weigh people. We're going to get sued for this.
I think maybe we'll be known as heroes in the elevator industry. So.
No, we'll be known as idiots because some numbskull is telling fat people they can't ride the elevator.
So I do have to say that I'm a little offended that you called them fat people because, like, I think that's rude, so...
You're offended? Yeah. You gotta be kidding. You're the one that's telling them they can't get on the elevator.
Yes, but I never called them fat. Like, I called them chunky, maybe, or heavier set. Or a little brawny.
It
I called one
matter.
Guy brawny the other day.
Duncan, I don't know you. I've never met you. But you have got to be the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever met.
Yeah, that makes sense. Doug said that too when I told him what I did. And that's why he wanted me to call you. So.
Why didn't Doug call me?
Probably because he's the one that set you up for this prank phone call. So I was supposed to call and do it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker Doug set you up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
He told me that you were coming back from paternity leave and wanted to play a joke on you before you got back.
I swear to God, I thought I was going to have to take some nitroglycerin.
Oh, is that because you're overweight? I'm sorry about that.
Shut up, Duncan. I almost had a heart attack.
And that's why you should probably take the stairs, too, okay?